We want to thank all the people of Montserrado County. I mean, they gave us an opportunity for them to share in what we were trying to accomplish. It gives an opportunity to share in their lives. I also want to congratulate Mr. Weir for their victory. On our campaign journey, we took a very positive road during the whole thing, just convinced that our people wanted to see a better way, even a better way to disagree. They wanted to hear their leaders talk about their interests, how to change their lives. For us, we wanted to win, but it's not always about the win. It's about the lives of our people. We're not going to stop. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to keep on caring. Some of the lessons that we learned, we'll use it to benefit our people.
Mr. Sirleaf, are you disappointed? Because I think when I spoke with you, you were upbeat. And you were looking forward to winning. Are you disappointed?
You know, James, one is always disappointed when you're not accomplished to get to that goal. But I'm very proud of the fact that the people of Montserrado County got a chance to hear our story and some extension to the people of Liberia. But, yeah, you know, we definitely would have liked to win. It didn't happen. People chose another path, and it's fine. We learned a lot.
Some people, some analysts have interpreted the results as a referendum on your mother's administration. What's your take on that?
Well, then I would assume that CDC would have won all the other counties and they lost 16 out of 70.
So you don't believe that?
What I'm looking at, I haven't really looked at, you know, very deep on the analysis, but I'm saying it depends how you look in the question. If you're asking the question, for example, was a referendum of the CDC party versus the LA administration, then they would have won in the same manner in every other county, right? And that did not happen.
What's next for you, Mr. Sirleaf?
Time off. You know, I think we've been at this for 4 to 5 months, Mr. Buckley. So everyone's rest, give everybody a chance to enjoy the holiday period with their families, and then we come right back. For me, that's mid-January or early January, starting getting the BYC football team ready for the CAF championships. And then back into the communities is what we have to do. You know, we still owe them that opportunity and hope, and we're going to continue to do that.
There were allegations that you were paying off voters. Did you pay people to vote for you?
Not at all, Gene. It's the most ridiculous thing, and I think that's a vindication. If you look at the results, if we were going to pay our voters, you wouldn't have the results you have. And so I don't think anybody actually, you know, we did not do that. We did not buy any voting cards, none whatsoever. It's not something that we're built for. We don't do things like that. It was about the people of Montserrat County having a choice.
You mentioned earlier you learned some lessons. What are some of the lessons you learned from this process?
We have to work hard in our communities. We really have to work harder to show people that we had a good, solid program. We just have to do that.
Mr. Sirleaf, it's a pleasure to talk with you. I'm glad that I don't have to wake you up today, and thank you very much.
Yeah, I know. All right, Mr. Buddy. Thank you. The best to you and your family in the holidays and all your listeners.
And happy holidays to you.